Well, Joseph, big news this week as you continue your journey in the UFC. You're set to take on American Dustin Diamond Poirier at the 3 Arena. You're going to headline in Dublin. And what a time in your career. Certainly an exciting time for Joseph Duffy.
Yeah, that's it. It's been a bit of a whirlwind this week, finding out. And obviously, it's a massive opportunity for me to be fighting a ranked opponent and headlining the event in Dublin.
So can you give us an insight to what it's been like for the last few days? Because this is the biggest thing in your career to date, and the reaction that you've had from people on the ground, and obviously all the media attention as well.
That's it. I got home from Donegal on Monday night, and then we had to do a bit of filming Tuesday for BT Sport. Sort of busy day Tuesday, and then straight back to Dublin again then. And we got word that the fight was confirmed on Tuesday night, and that was going to be the headline. And then Wednesday we had a lot of media stuff lined up. So, we done TV3, we done breakfast, and we're doing all radio interviews and all different stuff. So it was a mad couple of days of it.
Obviously, you're buzzing at the moment, but has the whole thing actually settled down and settled in your mind yet that you are going to be a headliner?
No, I can't say it has. I haven't had 2 minutes just to sit down and kind of think about it, really. It's one of them. I don't really let it work me up too much anyway. So it's all the one. It's kind of the same thing. It's just at the end of the card. That's it.
And Poirier, obviously a big name in the UFC, things happened very quickly. How did this fight, by your understanding, come about, Joseph?
I'm assuming just because of the way the last two fights has gone. Obviously, the debut went well, and then, getting the submission stoppage in Glasgow, getting another first-round stoppage, I think that kind of set the hype train going, and... that's it. I think they're looking to get me up the ranks. They want me, involved in these big fights. So it's good to be moving up the ranks.
It certainly is, and I suppose it's a fight that you didn't really expect this early in the UFC for yourself.
No, without a doubt. If someone said this to me last year, I think I would have been shocked. But this is what we're doing it for. This war and the sport for, so I can't wait. Especially a headline on home soil is going to be pretty special.
Would the other factor be in there that the UFC has now become so popular, and as we've seen with a couple of other Irishmen, the UFC for the brand has now become so lucrative in Ireland as well?
I think that's the thing. They know Ireland is a market that has exploded. Everywhere we went this week, there was people coming up to me looking for photos and that type of thing. Whereas anywhere else I go, when I'm in Canada or when I'm here in London, a lot of people don't even recognize a lot of the UFC fighters, and a lot of people don't even know what it is. So it's good to see that the sport has got that big, and that the fighters are getting recognized.
Your next challenge against the American, what sort of challenge is he going to present to you now, and how different is he going to be from the two guys that you've already beat, Joseph?
Obviously, it's a step up in level. Dustin has already fought some of the top five contenders at featherweight, so he's already mixed with the cream of the crop. And since he's gone up to 155, he's looked good. He's steamrolled the first two lads he's fought. So, obviously it's a step up in opposition, but, it's a step up I feel I'm ready for.
Yeah. Will you have to change your style much now for this next fight?
I just kind of, I do my own thing. I keep training, and what I find is the style generally changes, as you're progressing. It just kind of changes naturally. So it's not something I change too much when I'm, when I got a fight, but obviously I think different fighters cause different problems, so we will be looking at addressing a few different things.
And since it is up, as you say, on another level, your pre-camp, is it going to be different compared to what you've done so far?
Yeah, I think this time I'll probably start a little bit earlier. This is a five rounder because it's the main event. So obviously, you know, there's two extra rounds I need to have the fitness for. So, you know, I'm here in London for another week and then back to Montreal, and you know, I'll get stuck in straight away.
We spoke to you before, obviously, about joining up with TriStar and Canada and the experience that they have in MMA and mixed martial arts. And if you're going to go up a couple of grade now and levels, you obviously feel that Montreal's the right place to be.
Since I've been in Montreal, I've seen a big difference in my game already. You know, it's funny to when I think back. Like I've only been back in MMA, you know, just over a year. So, you know, things are all, you know, everything's changing quite fast. But working with TriStar, it's the first time in my whole career I feel like I'll reach my full potential, and you know, that I can do big things and mix with the guys at the top of the level.
As you say, things are moving very, very quickly, and the pace has quickened up. But obviously, it's not sort of affecting you how quickly things are moving on, Joseph.
No, it's, you know, I do this for the love of it. Obviously, you know, I'm lucky enough to be in a position now where I can make a living from doing something I love. So, you know, these are the kind of fights that we kind of dream of when we're growing up. Obviously, you know, I always dreamed of being one of the best fighters in the world and headline an event in Dublin, you know, a UFC event in Dublin is, you know, it's kind of one of my dreams coming true.
Everybody's been talking about Conor McGregor over this last number of months. Joseph Duffy's now on the rise in the UFC, and everybody links you all the time. Every time you do something in the media, they're talking about Conor McGregor since you were the last man to beat him. Does that ever annoy you, or do you ever get fed up talking about that, Joseph?
It's one of them. It is what it is. You know, what I noticed this week, you know, a lot of the media interviews is, people are kind of, they're looking at my performances again now. Obviously, you know, I fought Conor 5 years ago, and you know, he was the underdog back then, because obviously, you know, I'd fought at more elite competition, and you know, I've been doing it my whole life. So I think now it's kind of getting to the point where people are looking at my performances and starting to take note that I am, you know, a legit threat at the 155 division.
And what is your plans for the division now? If you can get over Poirier, where do you hope to see yourself in, if you want to look at a 12 to 18 months time, Joseph, because things at the minute are moving that quickly?
That's it. I don't know. We could be retired. They're moving that quick. No, we'll see. I think, you know, I think it's all down to performances. You know, obviously, if I got a good win over Dustin, and you know, I put in another good performance, you know, things could move quicker again. But I don't tend to look past anyone I'm fighting. So, you know, obviously, I got a big task at hand at the minute. So, I'll concentrate on this fight and just kind of take the rest as it goes.
Well, I just might jump on the media bandwagon like the rest of them, Joseph, if I may, and just move back to Conor McGregor. You're live on Highland, and we're looking forward to the next UFC fight. But if it was to come around the corner and the next step was to be Conor McGregor, what would Joseph Duffy say to him?
Well, I would, you know, I would love that fight. You know, Conor's now one of the, you know, regarded as one of the top guys in the world, and you know, the way it's exploded in Ireland, I think that's the type of fight that could maybe, you know, headline the Cole Park card that, you know, everyone seems to be talking about. So, you know, that would definitely be a dream come true.
And it would definitely be a fight that the Irish and all Donegal people would certainly want to see. Listen, Joseph, many thanks for taking the call. I know it's been an extremely busy week for you, but we're all delighted with your big news that you're going to be headlining in Dublin. And we wish you all the best now with your preparations as the work gets underway for that.
Thanks very much.